Yeah, my mum was our church organist, and she encouraged all of us kids to take music lessons. And in fact, as a pianist and also a singer herself, she was keen that we should get an interest in music as well. And both parents loved music, and there was always music in the house, records, you know, on the radio. They were great concert goers in their day, and so I started as an 8-year-old to learn the piano, but I was never interested in the piano really. I wanted to be a violinist. So after the obligatory 18 months, I then graduated onto a 3/4 size violin, which was loaned by my music teacher, who taught strings as well as keyboards, and I stuck with that. And in fact, I played violin until I was about 18. I played with the Victorian Junior Symphony Orchestra, that was sort of graduating from the back desk seconds up through the line to around about the second desk of the first. So I did all right. I enjoyed it, and it was great fun. And I got experience at performing because my mum ran a ladies' choir, which was associated with our church, and they used to do little concert parties.
Right.
In the old days, when they used to have an elocutionist.
Oh,
and I was always the guest soloist, so Mum was my accompanist, and it was great fun really to have your accompanist in house, so I could practice playing with a solo with an accompanist virtually whenever I wanted to, because Mum loved to play, and so did I. So then.
So obviously, my question about family support.
You have the family support, and the music in the family goes back further than that, really, onto my Mum's side of the family, because she had seven uncles, so there were eight brothers in all, including her father. It was a big family. There were about 12 kids in the family from the north coast of Tasmania, and they all sang. And Mum tells me about how she accompanied them on a little old pedal organ as they virtually sang a double quartet, so they could all sing. And it sort of comes down from Mum's side of the family, I suppose.